Welcome, welcome everybody. I'm so glad you're all out here. We may have a few more people who are a little bit confused about which room to be in at which time, but they'll be coming along. So I am Jonathan Selinger. I'm one of the co-organizers of this program. And I'm joined here by my fellow organizer, Chris Santangelo. And we would like to begin by getting a general orientation to activities at KITP from our deputy director who's hosting us, Greg Huber. So he's going to talk for 15 minutes or so about general KITP things, and then we'll move along to the specific organizational issues for our program. And then after that, we'll have the talk by Shmuel. Okay, so please, let me turn this over to Greg.
I guess so. Okay.
I think so, and then you can stay or go as you wish.
So something happened to my screen just in the last few seconds there. So everyone, welcome. I'm going to give a lightning tutorial on how to use the wiki space and also hopefully introduce you to some aspects of the KITP along the way. We're a unique place. If you haven't been here before, many of you have. I recognize a lot of people. Basically, for a short period of time, we try to create the best department, academic department in your particular area, and we like an environment where you can just walk down the hall and find the world's experts in your subject and just talk to them. And we hope you take advantage of that and make discoveries while you're here. That's really what we're about. So I started with the homepage at the KITP. You'll see a little logo, one of three, one for your program. That's actually a link. If you click on that, you go to your program's homepage. And there's not too much here, but at the bottom, there's a link that says WikiSpace on the bottom right. And if you click on that, you go to our WikiSpace. The other way to reach the wiki space, I'm not sure you even need to see what I'm writing, but you just type in sheets.
It's up there, actually.
Is it already up there?
16.
Oh, thank you. That's great. Yeah, you can just type that in. That's the URL. This is the homepage for your wiki space. Again, there's not too much on here on the homepage itself. There's some things that need to be filled in. For instance, you're going to have a social coordinator, and that hasn't been assigned yet, but that would be listed in the front there, and also that person would populate this page over here called social activities. But before I go into that, I'll just give you the general structure of this page. There are three sets of links on the left. The first set are related to creating and managing the wiki space itself. The middle set of links there, the ones here, are pages that you can create or that have been created already, in some cases, pertinent to your program. For instance, the social activities, which I mentioned, talks and discussions, maybe that's the most important because that has the most up-to-date schedule for your entire program. And then the bottom set of links there on the left, those are links that take you back to the KITP's website. Okay, so I'll just give you some highlights of this. It's very useful to log in. Now, I'm not logged in now. I'm going to show you how to log in. It's very easy. I chose a username, and I chose a password. And now you see the appearance has changed, particularly the menu on the upper right. The only advantage to logging in, and it's a big one, is that you can now edit pages. Otherwise, you're just a passive observer. But you can get all the information from the wiki space. You just can't add yourself to any page or make any contributions to it. It is important to log in and be able to edit because, let's say, social activities, even though there's nothing there right now, there might be a list, like a hike might be listed. And if you want to say you're going to the hike and you need a ride, you have to put your name, things like that. Or if you're going to the group dinners, usually there's a dinner once a week, let's say on a Thursday night or something. An RSVP has to be made, so your name should be listed there. So you have to add your name at different places on the wiki space. I'll go through that very quickly. Okay. We did the home page. Let me just go through this. Reference material. There's nothing there now, but this is a very useful page, believe it or not. This is where people put stuff about talks that they heard or that they gave or any other reference material they want to list. So for instance, let's say I give a talk and I want to and I speak about 10 papers throughout the talk. Well, I can put links to the PDF files, or I can put a link that goes to the URL and things like that. If I have time, I'll go back and give you examples of reference pages that have been used, reference material pages used by other programs. Research profile. Everyone should add a little bit about themselves. It looks like only the coordinators and myself have added anything there, and I just put a sentence. But I encourage everyone to go and put a little blurb and perhaps a link on that page. Social activities I discussed already. The social coordinator will keep this up to date, and if you log in, you're able to add yourself to those. Talks and discussions. This is worth a little more discussion. You can see already weeks 1 through 4, basically, are pretty populated with activities. You should talk to the coordinators. If you feel like you have some burning issue that needs addressing and you want to lead a discussion on that or something, the coordinators are the people that you should talk to about those issues. And perhaps even today there'll be some discussion about this. About the direction the entire program's going in. But this page has your up-to-date schedule. In fact, the KITP goes to this page to populate their own online schedule. So this is the place to go if you want the latest information about what's going on in your program. You see that next week, a week from today, there's a very special event going on where there's two speakers starting in the afternoon. And there's even more information about that. If you go over to the left here, the 3D Genome Double Seminar, there's even a poster. So Tom Witten has put together a special event for your program. And there's even a little poster about it. So that's going to be a special and very interesting double seminar, which is about sheet-like organization inside the eukaryotic genome. So I encourage everyone to come to that, of course. Useful information. This is the last of those links. This has information about the KITP, the entire weekly calendar, if you want to see what's going on for the entire program, for the entire KITP, by week or by day or by month. There's some regular activities here. The way the KITP works during the week, just very generally, at 3:15 every day, with exceptions I'll mention, there's a coffee and tea in the common area on the other side of the courtyard. We don't do that on Tuesdays generally, because Tuesdays there's a physics colloquium over in Broida Hall, And they have their own cookies, so we don't interfere with that. Their cookies start around 3:30, and the talk, the physics colloquium, is at 4 p.m. on Tuesdays. On select Monday evenings at 5 to 6, there's a wine and cheese. We won't have one today, but we will have one a week from today. Also on select Mondays at 12:15, there's a blackboard lunch. And the director of the KHP runs that. That's his little project, his baby. And I think our next one will be next week. Is that correct, Jonathan? Do you remember? I'm not sure.
It's 2 weeks from now.
I think it's 2 weeks. I take it back. It's not next week. And occasionally on Wednesdays at 2 p.m., there's a special thing called a KITP colloquium. And those are rarer, but those are events here at the KITP where we go to the main seminar room. Okay. If you have any trouble with your computers, if you didn't bring a computer, you want a desktop computer, you should go to our IT people so you can get all the information on that link that said computing help. I'm not going to go through it all, but if you send a message to help@kitp.ucsb, you'll go there. Acknowledging the KITP in publications. Since we're all about you making discoveries while you're here, we have to document that for the NSF. NSF is still our largest funding source. So we work on a five-year grant. Our last grant was 2011. So in fact, you should acknowledge this grant number, which is NSF PHY11 dot, 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 which is listed right there. And there's some suggested wording for that. Another thing people do, and it's perfectly legitimate from our point of view, is to list the KITP as your byline. That used to be the case. It used to be almost universal. And I've noticed it's gone out of favor recently. I'm not sure why. But I encourage you to do that also. There are maps on this page of useful information. This is a kind of an overview. Campus maps, parking areas, things like that. The KITP directory, organized in different ways. Let me show you another thing that's on here. Hold on if I can find it. Goleta. Just to give you an overview, that isn't the map I wanted, but that is a map of Goleta. Oops, that link has to be fixed. Sorry about that. Maybe this is what I need. No, I'm sorry. It looks like some of the links need to be fixed here. Let me go back. Hold on. Well, this will work if I can zoom in. Okay, we're right here where that little red object is. I'll just give you an orientation if you're not familiar. This is a dedicated highway, basically, 217, which takes you to the campus from 101. This is 101. This area from where 217 intersects Hollister Avenue to Fairview Avenue. This is called Old Town Goleta. It's the nearest thing to a town, to the campus, really. Goleta is, you could think of as a suburb of Santa Barbara. There's a number of restaurants and shops in this area. And there's also, if you go on the other side of 101, a street called Calle Real, which runs roughly parallel to 101, and there's another accumulation of shops and restaurants there. The other areas that you might want to know about are Isla Vista, which is an area roughly, well, actually bigger than the campus itself. It's this rectangle here. This is the campus. This is us. So it's to the west. This is the border between the campus and Isla Vista. This is where all the students live, basically. And there's a number of restaurants and shops there. That's a quick overview. Santa Barbara, of course, is about 10 miles or 9 miles maybe to the east. this, downtown Santa Barbara. Okay. Biking, if you live in the area, if you're staying in the area of the campus, I recommend you get a bike because there are lots of bike paths and it's very easy to get to campus using a bicycle. And I can recommend bike shops and things like that in the area. Have very affordable rates. There's a shower. I'm going down through this. There's a shower upstairs. If you want to do something athletic at the beach, like surfing or swimming, and you come back all sandy, there's a shower on the second floor. It's basically up in this corner. It's not marked, but it's room 2119. It's locks from the inside, so you'll have privacy there. That's used. It's kept clean, so it's a very good thing. I'm done with the middle set of links. Finally, there's this last set here. These have some very useful information. The weekly schedule, I think I talked about. The participant list. So here's a list of participants in your program. This is alphabetical, but if you click on the arrive heading, you can sort the participants by their arrival dates. And then within the arrival dates, I guess it's alphabetical. That's a really useful option. The other thing I want to encourage people to do is get photographs. So for instance, some of you haven't been photographed. You should go to the front office here, just have them take a picture of you. Some of these photos are old, because if you've already been here, they tend to use the old photo, I think. So everyone should have their picture taken. Recorded talks. This is the other thing. We record every talk unless the speaker asks not to be recorded. And even in that case, I recommend it get recorded. And then at a later date, we can put it on the website if there was something time sensitive or for some other reason. So you can see that at 2 p.m., which is in 10 minutes, we're scheduled to have a talk by Shmuel. This organizational meeting may go up there. Professor Rubenstein's talk will go up there, and so on. So this is a great resource. There's over, I think, 15,000 or maybe 16,000 talks in the archive already. So I recommend that everyone allow themselves to be recorded, because it's one of the ways that we reach out to the world at the KITP. That really ends my discussion of this. There's one extra thing. You should not be afraid to edit pages. Talks and discussions, that's one page that only the coordinators can edit. But for instance, social activities, I'll just do an example. If I click on edit here, it's basically very simple. It's like Microsoft Word. It's even simpler. You know, you just type and you can add anything like that. If you want to make a link, for instance, you just select the thing you want to link. You go up to this link icon. You pull it down. You have three different kinds of links you can do. You can link, you can link to a wiki, you can link to a URL or to a file. You can link to a web address, which is a URL. You can link to an email address. It's extremely simple. I'm going to cancel this, of course. But the only way it differs, let's say, from word processors is that when you save, it kicks you out of the editor. So to edit, then you have to go back and click edit. So it's very simple. This was designed for elementary school kids to use to communicate with themselves and their teachers. So I think we can master it. So I'm going to click save and I'll be kicked out. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me.
I have a question. Right,
yeah.
I saw that there was a mailing list that was listed. And
where did you see that? Sorry.
It was one of the pages.
List?
No, talks and discussions.
Okay, let's go to that.
I think at the top. Nope. wasn't that.
Okay.
Was
maybe useful.
Social activities? No.
Just start clicking, you know. One of these, useful information, perhaps?
Mailing list.
There it is.
Yeah. I tend not to advertise that because I don't want people getting lots of... But there is a... If you have something that's really... needs to go out to everyone, Sheets 16 at KITP will reach everyone who's currently in your program. Okay. It won't reach everyone who's coming to the program, but everyone who's here now.
So that might be for time sensitive.
Absolutely. Yeah. We try to minimize the use of that so you don't get a lot of emails.
So the wiki is a good alternative to that.
The wiki is what we use in lieu of doing that.
It's not getting pushed to people.
That's right. Correct. And I should say that once you sign up for the wiki, once you make your username and pass in, a password, then you can in fact, you know, if you think a page should be added. So for instance, some programs make a page called Challenging Questions. Well, they'll put up research topics and things like that. I encourage that. You should modify this as you want it, because it's really yours. I don't maintain it. No one at the KITP really maintains this. It's really yours to use. So I encourage you to be creative with it and to use it to help, you know, move your subject along. You're here to make discoveries, so this is your tool to communicate with each other and do that. Okay?
For the wiki, you might add it works fine on mobile phones.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Thank you, John.
I've got it open on my tab, too.
Okay. So it's really a very useful tool. So I encourage everyone to use it. And, you know, I'm here to help you with your stay. If you have any issues, just come see me. My office is down this hall, the one that goes out toward the Pacific. So,
thank you, guys.
Sure.
Okay, so here with the microphone, I guess, right, is we can probably hear each other all right, right? This is how it all gets recorded, so it gets sent directly to the NSA or whoever keeps track of these things, right? Okay, so Chris and I introduced ourselves already. If you're wondering what happened to the other organizers, I believe Benny is supposed to be coming tomorrow. Tom Witten will be coming next week. He is very much excited and involved with organizing this seminar, a pair of seminars about the 3D structure of the genome. And so he will certainly be here for that next week. Eleni Cadafori will be coming much later in the spring. Okay, so that's for the organizers. Let's just go around the room and have everybody else just kind of introduce themselves briefly. Mehran, Mr.
Mehran Kardar, statistical physicist from MIT.
Okay, please.
I'm Moksha Radavidya, nonlinear physics and mechanics from Paris.
Shmuel Rubinstein, experimental nonlinear physics from
Harvard. Ron Shalon, experimental nonlinear physics, Hebrew University.
Robin Sillinger, computational soft and soft matter and mechanics at Kent State.
Ayhan Düzgün, graduate student. Jonathan at Kent State.
I'm Jamal Devent from the University of Mexico. I'm interested in geometrical problems that arise in soft matter and biophysics.
Okay. Please, we're introducing everybody.
Introducing?
Yes, we are.
My name is Phil Shuey. I am a physicist, but what I've done for 30 years, I'm the writer in residence. Sounds kind of like a cushy, difficult thing to explain. I ran the APS press room for 25 years. And I'm not quite sure, fully sure, what the writer in residence is supposed to do other than to give a couple of talks, but in my career I've had to write about all kinds of physics. Start preparing a lecture on four or five Nobel-winning press conferences I've held over the years. So I'm here chiefly as a novelist. I'm writing a novel.
So I can say a word about this program of journalists in residence. The journalist in residence has it's a two-way thing. The journalist will actually speak to us about how we can improve the way we communicate with the public and with our colleagues, perhaps even. And in return, the journalist in residence will also learn the subjects that we're talking about to some extent and learn about the excitement going on in our research areas.
Very nice, thanks. Please, let's continue.
I'm Le, postdoc at KITP. I'm working on biophysics.
I'm Daniel Beller. I'm a postdoc at Harvard working on soft matter physics theory.
I'm Sabeta Matsumoto. I'm a postdoc in applied math at Harvard.
And please.
I'm Sam Hina-Vanner. I'm a graduate student here at UCSB, and I just wanted to attend the talk. That's okay.
Fantastic. I'm so glad. Great. So a couple more sort of general remarks about what we're doing here, right? So you guys understand that a KITP program is different from a conference, right? And that this is not meant to be a program that is mostly talks, right? This is meant to be a program that has some formal talks, but is mostly discussions between people. And that can be discussions in the whole group, like this, or it can be a lot of individual discussions of people in their offices or in the hall or in all these different rooms they have scattered about the building that are suitable for private interactions. So we have scheduled some talks, but not an intensive set of talks, okay? And so the talks are scheduled for half an hour each, by which I meant that the speaker should prepare to talk for half an hour, and hopefully we will be interrupting and heckling the speaker, and that'll all get recorded on video for posterity, right? All of this heckling, right? And but so there will be some discussions that will hopefully happen right during each of these talks. In addition to that, there is a lot of freedom for how we want to organize our activities, right? And so we may decide that we want to have other kinds of discussions just following the talk. If there are issues that are inspired by the talk, apart from heckling the speaker, we can just have anybody contribute to discussions about the topic after the talk is over. We have the room scheduled for an hour and a half in each session. And so we are free to be able to do that sort of extended discussion. Besides that, right, if we want, we can also just schedule group discussions about different topics, right? If we decide we are interested in some subject and we want to have time to discuss that all together, we can make a plan to do that. And it can be a plan to do that before or after somebody's seminar. Or we can just get more room reservations and schedule any other times we want. And I think a lot of this can be self-organized as we go along, and I certainly will invite any of you to suggest, you know, topics that could benefit from that sort of group discussion. So hopefully we will keep it interactive all through the course of this program, and, you know, not just have people doing their own email or whatever, but to have a lot of discussions on the main topics related to the program. Am I forgetting anything else that we should talk about before Shmuel's talk gets started?
Should we schedule our first social event and do a dinner one night this week?
We could certainly do that. We need to find a social coordinator. That's one thing we need to find.
Can I have a volunteer to be our social coordinator?
Dan left the room. Let's nominate him.
Perfect.
Exactly. know what the form committee's been assigned.
Usually it's someone who's been here before.
Before, yeah.
Who's outgoing.
That's a good point. So who was the first person who brought up this question about needing to have someone do our social activities? Who was the first person who brought up this question?
Where are you looking?
You've been here before, so you know good places.
No, we usually let one of the postdocs do it so they get to know everybody.
That should be a function for a postdoc?
I don't know. What's been the practice from other meetings, Greg?
It doesn't have to be a postdoc.
It doesn't have to.
If you can do it for this week, I'll do it for the next two. But I'm away most of this week, so.
Okay, if we do it week by week, I'll do this week.
We'll do it week by week, and Robin will do the first week, and Sabetta will do the second. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Thank you both. All right, well, I think we ought to move on and begin our first talk, which is Shmuel Rubinstein from Harvard.